God's grace and his mercy and his peace be with you today from God our Father and the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. I'd like to begin with you today in 1 Samuel chapter 7. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 18. There we read this. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord and said, "Who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that thou hast brought me thus far? Who am I, Lord, that you would do such great things for me?" That's a theme, actually, in the Bible. Did you know that? If you go to Exodus chapter 3, Moses says, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? Who am I, God, that you'd choose me to do that?" And actually, in Genesis chapter 32, Jacob says the same. Basically, "Who am I, God, that you have been so good to me? For I've crossed the Jordan years ago with only my staff in hand, and I've come back now two companies. Who am I that you should do this for me? For I'm not worthy of the least of these, your mercies to me." That's a theme in the Bible. Who am I, God, that you would set your heart to care for me? And that's what I'd like to talk about with you today, about God's great care for you. Last week, we talked about to walk with God in the present moment, how God frees us to do that, how he covers all of our past with his cross and forgiveness, how he covers all of our future with his promises. Therefore, we're free to walk with him in the present and to enjoy him. But there is still something that might hinder our joy, our rejoicing in the Lord always in our walk with him, and that's this. If we are not sure and confident of his absolute, total care for you and me. And we might ask these same kind of questions that David and Moses and Jacob and the rest asked, "Who am I, God, that you would care for me?" Sometimes we doubt these things, but much depends on it in our walk with God. So I want to ask you, how confident are you this morning that God totally, 100% cares for you, cares everything about you, cares not only cares for you, but cares about you? As we just read in Psalm 8, David was looking up at the sky. He said, "When I look at thy heavens, the moon, the stars which you've established, what is man that you're mindful of him? Or the son of man that you care for him?" We are a speck. In fact, the earth itself is a speck in the universe. Why would God, who created all these, care for you? And not just you as the church or his people, but you, each of you individually. Are you confident of these things? How much does he really care, and how precious to you in his eyes are you to him? Let's talk about that. First off, I want to emphasize how important this is for you in your walk with God. Take, for example, a father walking down the beach with his little daughter. Little daughter is going to enjoy her dad if she's going to walk down that beach, if she knows that he absolutely cares for her and cares everything about her. Picture a little five-year-old girl. And if she knows her father cares about her, then she, you see this all the time, goes over and every new little shell she discovers, she shares with him in joy. She's happy to ride on his shoulders. When he tosses her high up into the air, she trusts in him that he'll catch her, for he cares about her. She goes and sees a beautiful sunset and wants to share her wonder with her dad and can do all these things. Why? Because she's absolutely certain that he loves her and cares about her. But let's take another situation. Let's say a daughter is walking with her father and she's suspicious about whether he's really interested in her, about whether he really cares for her. He's on his cell phone. He's talking business calls. He's not showing any interest. He's not ever really shown much interest. What's that little girl's walk with her dad going to be like? Because she doubts his care. Well, in a word, everything is darkened, right? Everything is saddened. In fact, she goes to discover these shells and she feels she's doing it all alone. She's walking down the beach, doesn't really feel connected. She feels lonely. If he were to toss her in the air, she says, "Who is this stranger? Will he catch me?" It's a terrifying situation. when she sees the sunset. She doesn't really feel the joy that she can share that with her dad. Why? Because she doesn't believe he really cares for her. The same way you can take a wife walking with her husband. If he does not care for her, she is troubled in that walk. But if she's walking down the beach and a storm comes, and they're pelted with rain, and the wind is blasting sand against them, but she knows her husband cares everything about her, the whole storm becomes stars and fireworks to her, because she knows of the great care of the man she's with. Well, that's why it's so important for us, people, friends, to know the absolute, with absolute certainty, that God cares for each of you individually and knows everything about you and cares for everything pertaining to you, because then your walk with God is true and right, because you can be filled with joy because you know that he indeed cares for you. You get it? Are you with me?
Amen.
We can go on to the next part then. Does he really care? Does God really care for you? Well, let's take a look at Mark chapter 4, verse 37 and following. Here we see the disciples. They are in a boat. They're crossing the sea. And it says, a great storm of wind arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, Jesus, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care? Do you not care if we perish? And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. He said to them, Why are you afraid? Have you no faith? And they're filled with awe and said to one another, Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Let me ask you a question. You have to answer it right now, okay? If the disciples were not in that boat, and they were in a classroom in their synagogue, and they had a test before them, and it said, Does God care about you as an individual? What would they have answered? Yes, that's obvious, of course. Yes, check. I got the question right. But in the throes of life, when the stormy wind came against them, they got very suspicious, didn't they? They began to doubt. They were not really sure. Lord, do you not care? Do you care if we perish? They became very afraid, and their walk with him was greatly darkened because they doubted whether indeed God, Jesus, cared for them. So what's Jesus do? Jesus gets up and he rebukes the wind and the sea. And then he turns and rebukes their faith. And he says, Why are you afraid? Have you no faith? In other words, have you no faith in the care of God for each of you individually? Have you forgotten? Have your life circumstances made it such that you don't believe that I care for you? That God cares for you? And I want to ask you right now, how about you and your lives? Sure, if I give you a test right now, every one of you would get 100%. Does God care about me? Oh, I know the answer. Yes. But when you leave here and go through your week and you have some really tough times, perhaps, or even just a regular day, you might forget about it. Then you begin to wonder, does God really care for me? And your walk with him becomes a little suspicious. Yeah, I know you care for me, but sometimes I'm not totally sure about that. And so what happens? Anxious, troubled, worried. When the will of God for you, Paul and other people make clear in the Bible, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I'll say rejoice. And my aim today is that your walk with God and my walk with God, since I'm preaching to myself, would be joyful by knowing and being certain that God really cares for you. You, each and every one of you by name. And consider how this would change you if you knew this. Remember David? We go back to him when he was with Goliath. What did David say? Verse 26, he says, Who is this uncircumcised Philistine, this giant, that he should defy the armies of the living God? Then he says, Your servant Saul has killed both lions and bears, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. For the God who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the bear shall deliver me from this Philistine. Do you see what difference it makes when you know that God is for you? The difference it makes when you know that he cares about you? David knew that. He faces a giant whom everybody else is trembling before, and he's like, no problem. God is with me, and he cares for me, and he's on my side, and he'll deliver me. And indeed, what did we find out happened? He did. So it changes us. Sometimes, though, in life, we suffer. All right? That's part of life. You got the good times. You got the bad times. But especially in the throes of a storm, you might, like the disciples, wonder, does God really still care for me? Am I a little suspicious about that? How can I be confident? Well, take, for example, someone like Joseph. How confident do you think, seriously, that he was, how confident do you think he was in God's care for him? Here he is. He's sold by his brothers into slavery. He's betrayed. He gets down to Egypt. He's going pretty well in Potiphar's house. He's accused of adultery, which he didn't do. Then he's thrown into prison. He helps a guy who's in prison, the chief butler of Pharaoh. He says, remember me when you get out. The chief butler forgets him. He's forgotten. He's left alone. What do you think he felt? Answer me. How did he feel? Was he certain of God's care? Probably not, if he's a regular human like the rest of us. But what does he say in the end? When he finds out the plan of God through all those years and he gets exalted to the right hand of Pharaoh, he looks back and says to his brothers, don't worry, don't be afraid. You guys meant it for evil. God meant it for good, that he should save many people as he does this day. You think in your life maybe that might be the same? Maybe you're going through a time right now, or have, or will, where you don't really feel his care. You don't tangibly feel it in you. Can you believe, apart from your feelings, apart from your faith, that God is still meaning good for you? That he's working all things together for good with those who love him? That you might, maybe 20 years down the road, be able to look back and say, all these things that happened to me, God was caring for me. I can do that in my life, looking back on my troubles that I've had. Every one of them, God still cared, and not just still cared, but abundantly cared for me. Let me list a couple obstacles we have toward this. We might say, well, when I suffer, I feel forgotten. People don't care about me. Why then should God? Who am I? He's so great. I'm so small. Why should I bother him? He's taking care of the universe. Why would he care about you? Why would he care about me? And here's the real clincher for me. Does God still really care about me? Because I know I got sin. I know I'm a sinner. I'm contaminated. And I know he's a righteous God. Will he still indeed care for me? David says, who am I? Moses says, who am I? Jacob says, who am I? Peter says, who am I, Lord, that you should be on my boat? Depart from me, Lord, for I'm a sinful man. Who is the Lord? Who are you? Let me ask you right now. Who are you that the Lord should come and be on your boat and your life? You might ask these things, but God today wants you to be sure. Jesus says, why are you afraid? Have you no faith? And he speaks to you right now, rebuking you through me and rebuking myself as well. Why are you afraid? Why? Have you no faith? Do you not know my care for you? Of course. Let me make those assurances to you right now. He says in Luke chapter 12, Jesus says here in verse 4, he says, are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? And not one of them is forgotten before God. Why, even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, you're of more value than many sparrows. Wow. God doesn't forget a sparrow in the wilderness. Not one of those little tiny birds is forgotten. God knows the hairs of your head. When I look at the back of my head, I know he's subtracting every day. All right? But he knows the number. Not one of my hairs, not one sparrow is forgotten. And God says, Jesus says, if he doesn't forget these little creatures that are not of as great a value as you by any means, will he forget you? By no means. He says also in other places in our gospel lesson, he says, the man had the withered hand. Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? He says, which of you will go and not let out his sheep if he's caught on the Sabbath and set it free? He says, should not I set this man free on the Sabbath? For how much more value is a man than a sheep? In other places, how much more value is he than an ox, than a donkey, than many sparrows? I'll tell you, you're of far more infinite value than these. And you'd set these creatures free, God will set you free. God cares about you. I remember Naomi, my little daughter, when she was just conceived and was growing in mommy's womb, how I cared for her, how I loved her and sang little songs to her inside there. Do you know that God has done even more than that for you? David says, you, God, formed my inward parts. Let me put that in God's words. I formed your inward parts. I knit you together in your mother's womb. He says, my eyes beheld your unformed substance. In my book were written every one of them the days that were formed for you, when as yet there was none of them. And then David says, how precious to me are thy thoughts, O God. You know that God knew you when you were in your mother's womb? He's the one who knits you together. Every one of you has a different imprint of a fingerprint on you. God actually has so designed our bodies that it's connected by a protein called laminin. You know what it looks like? You know what laminin looks like that holds your whole body together as glue? The protein molecule? Looks exactly like that. Go on and look it up on the internet. It is a cross which holds your whole body together. God was there with you when you didn't even know him. When you were being born, he says, I was in the womb with you, forming you, shaping you. How great of a value you are to me. And did you guys have this experience when your little baby was in the crib, like with Naomi in the crib? I'd be in the other room. And whenever I'd hear some strange noise at all from her crib, I would wake up, or Beth would wake up, and we'd go over and check on her. You know that my daughter is almost 12 years old and I still do that? I'm crazy. But I'm in such a care for her. I'm in such habit, even though I know she's fine. But I just am always anxious to see that she is well. And if I, a sinful father, know how to care for my child, don't you think God cares even more for you? What does he say? Psalm 129:121, he who keeps you won't slumber. He doesn't even have to wake up. He neither slumbers nor sleeps. He's your keeper. He's your shade at your right hand. He checks on us. You can't run from him. Where shall I go from your spirit? If I go to the uttermost ends of the earth, even there your hand shall lead me, David says. Your right hand will hold me. You can't get away from him. He loves you so much. He cares about you. He tells us also of the days to come. When Naomi was little, I wrote a little Christmas letter for her when she was 3 years old. I knew she couldn't read it, she couldn't understand it, but I knew in years to come it would mean something for her. Told her of my love for her, of the hopes and plans that I thought might be in her future. She has it on her dresser to this day and still reads it now when she can understand it. You know that God in his Bible has told you of the days to come, of what he's planned and prepared for you, and of which you are asleep today concerning it, in a sense, and myself as well. If we could only grasp, he says in Ephesians 2, he saved us by grace through Jesus, through his cross, so that, say it with me, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. God is saying, I am planning in the future to pour out upon you my abundant kindness toward you. That is my plan. Would he do that for you if he didn't care? No. Would he be with you in your mother's womb if you didn't care? Would he say that you're of more value than many sparrows if he didn't care? Would he save the disciples on the boat if he didn't care? No. And how about what he says here? We got in the Old Testament lesson, it says, Zion said, though, the Lord's forsaken me, my Lord's forgotten me. Can a woman, God says, forget her sucking child, that she should no more have compassion on the son of her womb? Even these women may forget, yet I won't forget you. I've graven you on the palms of my hands. You want to know how much God cares for you? Look at his hands. Look what's graven on there, the prints of the nails. You want to know how much something is worth? Find out how much you'd pay for it. Let's say you're going to the jewelry store and you see this beautiful emerald necklace and you say, wow, I love that necklace. And then the jeweler says it's worth $10,000. You say, I don't really love it that much, right? But let's say you're in love with someone and your wife or your fiancé loves that necklace, and you hear it's $10,000, you say, that's the last penny I got. But because of my love for her, I value her, I'm going to buy that for her. Okay, let's not go too far into this illustration, okay? But just follow me here, all right? The value of something is what you'd pay for it. The value of you is what God paid for it, namely, the blood of his own son, Jesus Christ. Do you even understand what value that means he places in you if he shed his blood for you? How much of a debt do we have as a nation right now? Tell me. 15 trillion? Isn't that what they say? I looked this up on the internet the other day. It said, if you had $100 bills stacked up, two football fields wide and a football field long, $15 trillion would go up all the way over the top of the Empire State, of the Statue of Liberty. That's $15 trillion. That's how much debt we have. But if you were to consider how much Jesus' blood is, it's way infinity beyond that. And that's how much God cares for you. And so I'm telling you today, you might not always feel it. You might feel forgotten. But what are your feelings anyway? How about the Word of God? How about living based on faith? Where's your faith? Why are you afraid? How about just believing God's word that he says of what his value is for you? What does it say in this wonderful song? Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever-wandering heart? For I'm a flower, quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow, a wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. You catch me when I'm falling, and you've told me who I am. I am yours, not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am yours. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? Because I'm yours. I am yours. God loves you. God has saved you in Christ. Be confident and be in joy walking down the beach with your dad of this life. Amen.